Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. From tree rings to ice cores, nature has a number of ways of recording climate change. And as Dorothy Petit, research scientist at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, explains, one of the world's most iconic rivers has a tale to tell, too.
Major droughts are rare in recent New York memory. But sediments built up in marshes and lake beds over centuries can tell us about climate in the more distant past. My colleagues and I explore the Hudson River's many marshes, from New York City to wilder sites further north. We use canoes, rubber boots, and big hollow augers to pull up plugs of layered mud. Back in the lab, we sift through and extract pollen, spores, and seeds. Counting the abundance of different types at different times with the microscope tells us what past forests were like, and by extension, what the climate was like. For instance, oaks and hemlocks, common today, require a lot of moisture. Other trees, such as pine and hickories, tend to live in drier times. The cores indicate that several mega-droughts have occurred in the last 6,000 years. The longest one lasted 500 years, from 850 to 1350 AD. As less rain fell, the flow of the Hudson River ebbed, and salt water from the sea moved further upriver. A salty signature stays in the sediment. Forest fires raged, as indicated by a thick layer of charcoal from this time. This happened during the medieval warm period, when now long-gone Viking settlements on Greenland basked in warmth. That gives us evidence that this drought was connected to widespread higher temperatures at that time. The last major New York drought occurred from 1961 to 1963. Back then, the water supply of New York City went from full to one-quarter of capacity in just 2 years. If history repeats itself, New York's now much larger population would be severely affected. How can we better prepare ourselves? One way is to determine how often severe droughts have happened and why. This will help us to predict them and to prepare for the climate of the future.
That was Dorothy Petit of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
And I think it's going to